freedom is a wonderful thing. We all want freedom, but freedom ain't free. You have to fight for it. You have to pay for it as you go along. And the cornerstone of freedom, of course, is freedom of speech, free speech. The ancient Greeks kind of started that. And they said, hey, you need the right to express yourself, express your opinion, and tell people what you think without being scared that you'll be imprisoned or censored. You need to have that ability to be yourself and express yourself and influence others. And that's freedom of speech, but it's under threat. And it's been under threat a lot over the years. Other countries have developed freedom of speech and they've added to it and they put restrictions on it. And some of them I get. You don't have the right to libel me. You don't have the right to lie or cheat or swear and do a bunch of bad things. There have to be certain restrictions. So many say that took the free out of the word freedom of speech. You have to look at it different ways, I guess. The United Nations came out many years ago and said, freedom of speech is paramount. Everyone must have it. And then they added to that rule, I think it was Article 19, they added to it sometime later and said, hold it, we have to have some restrictions. And again, I kind of agree with that. You can't stand up and say things that are hateful. There's a whole bunch of little things. However, you still need to have that right to free speech. Does that sound like contradictory? It isn't really. You got to think it through. I mean, freedom of speech and expression, you know, it isn't recognized as absolute, but it's close. If you're a good person, you're allowed to do what you do. And I think you need to exercise that right as much as you possibly can. And then you swing over to Canada. Governments typically, left-wing governments, socialist governments, they take things away from you to dumb you down. And free speech is a big one. And if we control the media, we can tell you what to think. And so that lessens the chances, I guess, of you having an opinion that we don't agree with, because the socialist mindset is that you're free to have an opinion and free to have free speech, but your opinion and your talk must be approved by me, and it must be what I think. And that is what they truly think. Trudeau's government in Canada, they now have this plan to police speech. And so far, their budget is over a five-year period is $200 million. Every time they come up with a budget, you can multiply by hundreds, right? So it'll be billions of dollars, probably. And this act is making its way through Parliament now. Will it get through Parliament? Undoubtedly, because there are Pinko kind of set up, and that's what they do. And they have the support, their minority government, but effectively they're a majority government. They have the support always of the NDP party, which is code for communist. It will get through. What can you do about it? Get a new government. There's nothing you can do to stop Trudeau. He has transformed the nation in a nine-year period. It's gone from a prosperous, free country to the opposite of that. But back to this thing that's going through Parliament. The act, it will create this new regulator that will force social media firms to remove what the government considers to be damaging content. Everything I've just said, they would consider to be damaging content because it goes against them. I'm telling you about them. That would be the government of power in Canada. Because I'm telling the truth, it's a bad thing because they don't want you to hear it the way that I'm delivering it. My delivery isn't so good for them. Platforms that don't comply will be fined millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. The federal government said that Bill C-63 will define hate speech based on their decisions. They'll decide what hate speech is. That means it'll be defined as the content of communication that expresses vilification of an individual group or individuals on the basis of prohibited grounds of discrimination. The grounds of discrimination, you know, includes race, religion, age, gender, and of course, all about genetic characteristics, because that's another piece of the makeup of the Prime Mistakes government. You know, the homosexuality part of it and the transgender part, you know, it takes precedence over, call it, regular people. So, you know, they're focusing on banning opinions that contradict with their opinions, with Justin Trudeau's opinion. You can't get a job with the government unless you agree with him on abortion. That's a fact. I mean, there's so many things that he's done to transform the country. Will there be a free election, an open election, that the people really get to speak? I don't know. I kind of doubt it. Will there be influence? Of course there'll be influence because, again, he owns the press. So you watch. Soon you'll see the polls coming out more in favor of Liberals, because that influences people, influences their thinking, influences their makeup, and it's a bad thing. So where does that fall under the freedom thing? It certainly isn't free. You know, we can only hope that we kind of dig out of this mess. But, there's still hope, I guess. So we do have a Conservative Party, so we're hopeful that they will win. Let me end with this, and you can put this in a political context. Bad company corrupts good character. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.